Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Thanks, Jim.
Larry, the whole world is talking about lithium, and where are they going to get it if we build the number of electric vehicles they plan to build? Well, does your company have part of the solution or the whole solution?
Well, we certainly have a big part of the solution, and we have a sustainable solution that puts a lot of lithium back into the market. As a matter of fact, a few years from now, we'll be probably producing as much lithium as, and I say that probability, as maybe three or four or five mines put together. So, yeah, and that is just taken, that's currently going into the dumps or into slag heaps, and it'll be put back into batteries, and you know, away you go. So I'm excited about the lithium picture. I mean, every day the prices are going up. The markets are alive, especially the Australian stocks, who are heavily involved in lithium. And, you know, they keep bouncing up and sometimes, you know, doubling and tripling. So it's a great area to be in, and we don't have any lithium projects. But I shouldn't say that. We do have a recycling project that leans heavily towards lithium. And nobody else has ever been able to get the lithium out of the cathode materials, but we have, right from the get-go. And, we have a special patent on that. And, you know, that's, one of our cornerstones of our technology. So, it's an exciting arena to be in. And, you know, I think I gave out some numbers last week, that, basically were, out of 80 gigawatt hours of scrap lithium ion batteries to recycle by 2025. And there'll be 64,000 tonnies of lithium chemical. And, so, you know, that puts us big time in the lithium, with a big footprint in the lithium area. So the, and by the way, that's the same size as the world's entire lithium ion battery market, 2017. So I don't think people have put the dots together on that. They're looking at the nickel and the cobalt and manganese. But the real big product, one of the real big products in there is lithium. And, you know, I couldn't feel better about that. I can't wait to start getting onto the new 500 kilogram per day pilot plant that we're going to be building. And so that we can show that. And, you know, I keep... you know, wanting to put something out on it, but I'd like to be able to put something out with a few pictures and some factual stuff, and but all I can say is that the long lead items have been ordered, some have been received, and others haven't, and sometimes you can't even start till you get them all. So, it's progressing ahead. You know, we'll certainly have de-risked the project after that pilot plant is built. And, you know, the other pilot plant will hopefully go on to work on the Wendon stuff as it, if we can get a renewal on the contract, and it's looking very good that way. So, yeah, we're going to be busy beavers. We have been all the way along. We've tried to maintain sustainability in the, not just in the lithium recycling, but in the, manganese mining and, even with our gold and, copper project up north and the Rocher de Boule property. I liken that to saying, as an investor, I remember the advice for the last 40, 50 years is to always have about 10% of your assets into gold stocks or gold bullion. And, so you might just say that, Amy's got probably going to have 10 to 20% of its value in the gold market if it results into something. So at least we're covered off in that area. And, you know, I can't say that I haven't been I'm excited about everything, but, you know, news comes sporadically. As you've noticed, the last couple of times we did releases, they were done in a burst, and that's because that's where we received the information. So we hope to have maybe something starting next week. So we're moving along, and we're getting a tremendous amount of interest from some of the big funds out there. We're also getting interest from some of the biggest EV car manufacturers, you know, tier ones, and it's, you know, we've talked to a lot of people around the world, and we've talked to multi-billion dollar companies, and I'm waiting to get that test work done, because I want a real deal would have some of the financial benefit in the press release. I mean, you can announce that you've done a 50-50 deal with a company, but you don't put down any numbers. So I wonder just exactly how solid that is. And, you know, how can they put numbers down? They haven't done the work to get all the costs out. So we want to have that done. And, anyway, it's been a tremendous week for us here. Zarco's off on his honeymoon on Monday or Sunday, going to Hawaii, and I hope he has the venues open for him there that he can get around and they can see Hawaii. And I wish him the best, him and his new wife, and away they go. So in the meantime, I don't have a lot more to talk about. Certainly, I think I want people to start connecting the dots on the lithium. When they look at these lithium stocks bouncing in the market out there, getting takeover bids and everything like that, then you know, it's a hot area, and somehow the recyclers are not getting their toe in the water there. But we definitely could be a big impact on the recycling, and they should be following that very closely. So anyway, Jim, we're a critical metals company that is listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're listed in the QV board under the symbol AMYZF, and we're listed in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. You can find all the information, we're very transparent about that, by going to AmericanManganeseInc.com. You can phone me at the office here at 778-574-4444, or just fire me off an email, LREAUGH@AMYMN.com. And I do get a lot of emails, so go ahead, don't be shy.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on September 10th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.